best in industrial, noise, and goth. Tune in to the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society. And that is why I like to get away from America as often as possible.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. Chips with Everything is the British pop music show, and we're on the air from now until 6 p.m. And I am the host, Quentin. And right across from me is a smiling face of my buddy, Baz.
Hi, Quentin.
Hi, how you doing?
Fantastic. What a nice sunny day we had today.
Yeah, yes, we did. That has done the weather.
That was the rainy day.
We got 1 hour of British pop music, mostly of a bombastic nature. Actually, we were spinning these discs before coming on the air.
Did we say it's they just, were anthemic?
And we have, yeah, it's a selection of bombastic anthems or anthemic bombasts.
Would that be banthems?
Banthems,
you know, as opposed to midget.
This is you're a connoisseur of the breathy flute.
Yes, I think this is lovely, whatever this is.
This is Alexis Corner. I don't know if he's playing the flute. Of course, this is a Whole Lot of Love, cover of the Led Zeppelin classic. Listen to this.
Okay.
check this Saturday night, everybody having fun. You don't know, but I'm having me some. You left me at home, thought I would die. And all alone, you thought I would cry. Chase me right.
This is great.
That was a real sonic.
Did you like that
experience.
Bomb? Was that yeah. A bombast?
That was marvelous.
That was great. Okay, that was the Go Team. That was the last track. They're a sextet from Bristol, and they have a new album that's coming out very, very shortly. That track was called Tornado, that's. You know, their new single from it's called Rolling Back Blackouts, but you know, it's like brick wall production, everything equalized and then absolutely jammed up to the saxophone.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's all loud, there's no quiet bits. You know, when you go to, you know, you look in your dad's collection and you find some Deutsche Grammophon discs that he bought back in the, 40 years ago.
Okay.
That are made of incredibly heavy, vinyl, yeah. And it's all, like, amazing.
I know.
Right?
I've got those.
So you,
yeah.
you decide to stick it on, and you're at some classical piece, and it starts off, and you can barely hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then,
right,
you
yeah.
know, 10 minutes later, there's a thing, something that's so friggin' loud, you're like, wait, you have to go
so
up and turn it.
So that's called a classical recording.
Nowadays, it's the opposite of that. From beginning to end, everything is in the same volume.
That's what's that called? Compression?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's mostly because, you know, people are listening to laptops.
I know. But if you're a true music purist.
So it's sort of like, you know, the last time it was like this was back at the Wall of Sound, Phil Spector days.
Now,
everybody was listening to cheapo speakers.
Do we either have a sort
speakers.
Of Phil Spector thing coming up or...
No.
The other thing is, this is CITR.
This is the British music show, so there's no Spector, unless maybe a cover.
And did we have the Dave Clark 5 back there? Am I right in thinking?
Yeah, we're going to stick some Dave Clark 5. Oh, no, we played it already.
Yeah, that's why I wanted
to
bring that up.
Let's go back. So, we kicked off the show with, that was the Alexis Corner version of Whole Lot of Love. Then Fatboy Slim, Everybody Needs a 303, his calling card to the world, his first single.
What is a 303?
It's the 303 is that bleepy thing. The thing that goes in techno music. It's a Roland.
Is that what it's called?
Okay, it's a Roland 303. It was invented before, house music in the 70s, I think. And it was what it actually is a little bass machine for guitarists to practice to.
So you're supposed
to program
it.
You're supposed to program it with bass lines. But then I guess they found that by turning the knobs all screwy, you could make it bleep like crazy and do really crazy, cool sounding bass lines. And essentially, that is how techno music was born.
Was it born in England? Is that an English invention?
I think it's happening all over the world.
Oh, I wonder who did the first ever techno, period.
Well, they say Detroit. Couple of guys in Detroit.
What about Germany? Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, well, Kraftwerk. I mean, how far back do you want to go? Stockhausen?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
This is also, of course, this song that we are, blocking out, that we're spoiling, essentially.
Yeah, it's a good song.
You know, Pump Up the Volume by Mars. It's like one of the top five dance songs ever. Yeah. Very indulgent of me to play it.
It sounds good.
But, also after that was Dave Clark 5 with Having a Wild Weekend, which they were in movies and everything. There was a movie called Having a Wild Weekend starring them.
Oh, I remember.
So I'm sure it was, production quality similar to
What was their big
Help
by Shaking All Over? What was their big song? What,
Bits and Pieces?
Bits and Pieces
was one.
Yeah. No, there was another
5/4, no way.
There's a way bigger one.
Let's see. I know there was a way bigger one. Hey, well, I could look at the computer, but I'm not gonna.
All right.
But their star has fallen, but they're sort of dorky. They were massive, massive, massive at the time. They're actually more popular than the Beatles, in America. Why? What do you think?
Well, I'm just thinking. I think my dad's record collection, which you did refer to earlier, there's an old EP of the Dave Clark 5 sitting in there back in Winnipeg. So one of these days I'll go dig it out and bring it here.
Okay. Well, that probably is. There's some of their big hits. Okay. Here's something bombastic from the mid-70s. This is Your Baby Ain't Your Baby Anymore by the Rubettes.
Understand, darling. not worth waiting for. Cause your baby ain't your baby anymore.
Don't cry.
Ain't your baby not.
Don't cry. I know. And you know.
It's over. He's not worth waiting for. Cause your baby ain't your baby anymore. Love is blind. Forget your other lover. You will find
shoes, wearing nice new shoes. Fall down
five times, rise up six, give the good news by way of fists. The mind plays tricks on the fighter who wishes kindness is right and both sides win. Push the limits of stubbornness to finish up above the stubbornness of silly limits. Run the ring around your finger and will the ring around to bring it.
You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. That was
on CITR 101.9.
Thank you, Squire. I always forget that important
detail. Now I can write
detail.
That down that we did that.
That was Mary Isabel, Catherine Bernadette O'Brien with I Close My Eyes and Count to Ten. Do you like her?
I'm just trying to figure out how do you get the name Dusty out of that. I mean, what's dusty about Mary O'Brien? Was she always kind of dirty? Was she wallowing around in clay?
I don't know. Maybe she had Yeah, maybe that happened. Okay, the Springfield part, I do know this. She was in the band called the Springfields, so I assume it's of like the Ramones,
where
you have to change your last name if you want to join
the Springfields. Obviously, everybody knows that, but what about the Dusty?
Why is she called Dusty? I have got no idea. If anybody knows, please call in. Or, you know what, hold your call-ins, because on the next break, we're going to give away some free tickets to the Gang of Four show, which is February the 15th.
And if you want to know the number, it's 604-822-2487.
We're going to have a skill testing question about the Gang of Four. We've got a couple of tickets to give away. I was checking our listening numbers, and podcasts are up. Live listeners are down across the board. So if you're listening live, you're really likely to win some tickets. It's not like the switchboard is lighting up with Vancouver's taxi drivers who are all listening to CITR. I think they're even podcasting us now.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, tickets for that. Okay, what else did we just listen to? The Streets, the new single called Going Through Hell. That was the Diplo remix. Diplo, you know who he is? He's that Florida dude. Because your eyes glaze over.
Florida. What do I know about Florida?
I don't know. I guess they're doing a Hands Across the Atlantic friendship. What is it? The special relationship?
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever had chips in Florida?
Chips in Florida. I have, actually. I went to I can remember the experience well. I was at Disney World.
Oh,
and
really?
One of the places we ate was at this, you know, it was all designed to look like, I don't know, it was a fish and chip shop, basically.
What did they do?
It was a Disney-fied fish and chip shop.
They have alligator sauce on the chips there, or what's the deal?
It was just really high-end.
Crocodiles. No way. All right, who else was on the show?
Paul Da Vinci with Your Baby's Not Your Baby Anymore. I did say it was the Rubettes. He was the lead singer of the Rubettes, apparently.
What is that song? That is a derivative of something, but I don't know why.
I know, you were saying this all the way through. What is it? What is it? But no, it's written by Paul Da Vinci. And I guess I don't have my details in front of me. Anyway, let's listen to this song. It's just starting.
Yeah.
This is Matthew Herbert.
Hey, fellas, come here. Listen, dead confidential, this is. This little shanty's a romance. Tells how a sailor took a chance.
He bought a boat for almost double its worth, then gave his bird a double berth. She got a double bunk, double trouble bunk. She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk. A slow boat to Bombay is better any day. She rather would have sunk than shared that double bunk. D-R-O-O, chugga, 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 he said, how lovely to sleep. Rocked in the cradle of the deep. Let's sling a hammock, she said.
You sling your hook.
He muttered, blimey, I've been took.
I got a double bunk, double trouble bunk. I really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk.
She'd rather leave her bones to dear old Davy Jones.
Much better to have sunk than share that double bunk. E-R-O-O,
chugga, 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 chugga. They found they sailed into a fog so thick you couldn't taste your grog. He said, keep watch, my dear, we may ship a wave. She said,
I'm watching, you behave. I got a double bunk, double trouble bunk.
She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk.
A slow boat to Bombay is better any day.
She rather would have sunk than shared that double bunk.
E-R-O-O,
chugga, 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 chugga. They say all nice girls love a tar.
His loving wasn't getting far.
Still, like they tell you, there's more fish in the sea. Who wants flipping fish? Not me.
She got a double bunk, double trouble bunk.
She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk. The Navy's not the same, it seems an awful shame. Sleeping like a monk in an empty double bunk. E-R-O-O, chugga, 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 chug.
When you find your dream.
All right. It's, let's see, just after 20 to 6 on CITR 101.9. Let's just run through the records we just heard. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British show on CITR 101.9. And in 20 minutes' time, it's Queer FM with Aidan Saint. We were just having a good chat with him there. So he's been at the Taboo Sex Exposition all weekend. So I'm sure that will be heavily featured in his show. Stay tuned.
Run through the songs.
Good. That was Cud. CUD, a band from England of the late 80s, early 90s, and they just brought out a two-disc retrospective. Actually, it was this is about a year old that this came out, but I recently acquired it, and it was great stuff. That was Magic. The song is called Magic. Before that, Sid James and Elizabeth Fraser with Double Bunk, and of course, they are alumni of the Carry On team, as they're called, the Carry On team from the Carry On movies.
That was lovely.
And, you know, a lot of those people that were in those movies recorded novelty singles over the years.
Yeah.
In fact, they all did. I'm sure every single person that was ever in a Carry On movie has made a single in Britain.
And didn't you promise me you'd do a whole show of the sort of English spoken word strangeness?
Should I?
Yes.
Okay.
I promise.
All right. I promise I will.
Thank you.
And then the Matthew Herbert Big Band with this album that came out a couple of years ago.
That
there's
was
me
something.
And there's you. And the song is Prognosticate.
What was the last one?
The last one was Cud.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so that's it.
So, yeah, we've been through the lot, dude.
So, should we do one of these items here?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give away tickets.
Okay.
For the Gang of Four gig, which is happening.
All right, wait a sec. Who's the Gang of Four?
The Gang of Four is a an English band.
Oh.
Of, let's see, Fine Vintage. They were one of the original post-punk bands. I think they sprang up in the wake of the Sex Pistols.
They're in their 50s now, or what?
Yeah, they are. And they were post-punk, right? So we're talking about late 70s, early 80s.
All right. I'm just not going to go see.
You're not going to go see a bunch of 50-year-old blokes?
Forget it. Fuck it. Show me the 20-year-olds. Come on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then.
Okay.
You want Thursday night? Do you want to go to the Railway Club?
I know what you're thinking of.
Is that where you were going with that?
Absolutely.
We're going to go see the O'Wells and the As.
How old are the O'Wells?
They're about 20.
Perfect. And the As? How old are the As?
The As are all about 19.
Excellent. That's where we're going Thursday night.
Thursday night. We're going to go there and you're going to love it because they're so young.
Is that January 20th? 21st? I can't remember. Yes.
January 21st at the Railway Club,
those
guys. It's
only $8, right?
And on February 15th, for the more discerning musical consumer, we have the internationally renowned band Gang of Four, who are back again in Vancouver.
You're just saying that because they come from England.
Do you want to hear their new single? Or no, it's not a new single. Do you want to hear a track off of their new album?
Why not?
Let the music speak. Let's not be ageist about this.
I can hardly wait.
Okay. Let's see. This is a track called Never Pay for the Farm. We'll be right back. That's enough of that. But that was the Gang of Four. They are coming to town. We've got two tickets to give away February the 15th at the venue. If you want them, please call 604-822-2487.
And there's a special discount for those over 50.
Right. Oh, that's fun. And excluding the band members and their entourage?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 604-822-2487 if you want these tickets. Otherwise, we'll see you on Thursday night at the Railway Club.
That's the place.
With the 20-year-olds. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song for my little daughter, Ivy, who's four. And you know what her favorite album is? It's the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, so good. We need play some CanCon. Excellent.
I know.
Excellent.
I'm playing some CanCon.
Oh, I can hardly
so
wait.
So they made a couple of kids' albums. This one's called, it's called Snack Time.
Perfect.
And the song is Allergies. Coming up in a minute after this cool little human league thing.
Do you have a cold?
No, man. I just suffer from
allergies. 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 Allergies.
Allergic to cats. Allergic to bees. Allergic to dust. Allergic to trees. Allergic to mold. Allergic to weeds.
My little brother's allergic to meat. My friend's mother's allergic to wheat.
Allergic to meat?
Allergic to wheat?
Gotta be tricky finding something to eat. Allergies. 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 Allergic to dogs. Allergic to frogs. Allergic to nuts.
I hate the guts.
Allergic to smoke. It makes me choke. Allergic to shrimp. I blow up like a blimp.
I get all itchy and I start to wheeze. Even if I see a slice of cheese.
A slice of cheese?
I start to wheeze.
Hang on, fellas, I'm about to sneeze.
Allergic to bark, it makes me snark. Allergic to face, allergic.
Oh, yeah!
Baby, baby, lay your love on me. Oh, come on, baby, lay your love on me.
A band called the Fizzbombs from Scotland, from 1988, Blue Summer, a great aesthetic.
I'm really glad you got some Scottish content because it is, after all, Rabbi Burns Day.
Not today. It's the 25th,
but
isn't it?
What I'm saying, it's the season.
Tis the season to be Scottish.
Like at SFU, we say, what is it?
Gung Hae Fat Choy.
No, they've got a Scottishization of
got Gung Haggis Fat Choy.
Yeah.
I don't talk about that. Okay. We don't talk about that. Okay, we started that. That was
no
haggis. Started that set off with the Bare Naked Ladies for Ivy. There you go, sweetheart. That was Allergies from their album Snack Time. Then Racy, a single from 1980, Lay Your Love on Me. The Fizzbombs, of course. And we're pretty much at the end of the show. Aidan Saint is waiting to get into the hot seat.
Except for one really great number. I think it's about a minute and a half long.
We're going to finish the show with the As. And they have a new album coming out. And as we previously mentioned, they're playing at the Railway Club on Thursday. See you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye.